Welcome to our podcast where we dive deep into the critically important world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest threats, trends, and strategies to help you protect your digital life. In the latest news from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, a new cyber defense plan has been launched. This particular strategy focuses on remote monitoring and management software, integrating approaches to manage systemic cybersecurity risks. Simultaneously, there has been a rise in cybersecurity threats, with cybercriminals increasingly targeting popular platform Citrix's ShareFile. This platform, serving as a tool for file sharing and collaboration, has become a favorite ground for hackers, a situation that presents significant concerns for individuals and software-using organizations. Adding to the mounting security issues, a newly discovered file transfer bug within Citrix's ShareFile has drawn hacker attention. This development amplifies risks, particularly for federal entities that heavily depend on ShareFile for their file management needs. Given the persisting prevalence of cybersecurity, it is of utmost importance for individuals and organizations to be on constant alert. Routinely updating software, enforcing stringent security protocols, and keeping up to date with the newest threats are fundamental steps in fortifying defenses against cybersecurity attacks. A Brazilian hacker, whose name remains anonymous, has made a startling claim, accusing President Jair Bolsonaro of asking him to hack the country's voting system before the 2022 election. Immediately, this allegation gained mass attention, stoking serious worries about the legitimacy of Brazil's electoral process. Bolsonaro is vehemently refuting the hacker's claim, accusing him of falsifying information. This accusation comes at a critical time as Brazil is preparing for the highly anticipated election in 2022, determining its next president. Bolsonaro's popularity is under significant scrutiny, and these new allegations further add complexity to the hurdles he's already facing. The claim has led to a questioning of the integrity and security of Brazil's voting system. The electronic voting system has been employed since 1996 and is renowned as one of the world's most advanced and dependable systems. Still, if these allegations are correct, it breeds doubts about its susceptibilities and has led to calls for further investigations and security measures. These are only allegations made by a single person, and their truthfulness is still to be established. Regardless, they've sparked a robust debate across the country, leading to calls for comprehensive investigation and greater transparency about the electoral process. As developments on this story continue to occur, it's crucial that all involved work towards preserving the integrity of Brazilian democracy. Brazilian citizens are entitled to a fair electoral process, so any attempt to compromise this, if found accurate, must lead to appropriate repercussions. Keep watching this space as we stay on top of this developing story and bring you the latest updates. In recent Microsoft news, there have been distressing developments in cybersecurity. Reports have linked China to hacking activities targeting U.S. military and government bodies. Federal authorities implicate Microsoft, suggesting that Chinese malware infiltrated communication systems and critical infrastructure in the country. Simultaneously, it has become apparent that Microsoft PowerShell Gallery is vulnerable to not only spoofing but also supply chain attacks. This realization throws into question the safety of this widely used resource for developers. Further, a serious remote code execution vulnerability has been unearthed in Microsoft Edge, indicating that malevolent actors could exploit this glitch to hijack affected systems. These latest disclosures emphasize the need for robust cybersecurity measures. It's paramount not only for individuals but also for major corporations such as Microsoft. Tech businesses must continually rectify vulnerabilities and enhance the security of their products and platforms. That's all for now in Microsoft News, and remember, stay safe online. In recent news from Sweden, heightened tensions resulting from a series of Quran burnings have caused the country to raise its terror threat level. These provocative actions have incited anger across the Muslim world, leading Swedish authorities to increase precautionary measures. The move to raise the threat level underscores potential fears of retaliation and the necessity for intensified security measures. The main goal of the Swedish government is to guarantee the safety of its citizens through appropriate preventative actions against possible terrorist activities. More updates to follow on this unfolding story. Thank you for joining me on today's episode discussing the crucial importance of cybersecurity and how we can protect our digital lives from emerging threats.